It's episode 310, and we've got plugins for Better In Post Links, Search and Replace, PayPal Payments, Multiple Admin Emails, A/B Splitting, and Using External Media Without an Import. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside WordPress bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And of course, we have the usual great show for you here today, but don't forget, right off the top, we've got... You can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio. If you're listening through there, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or dropping in on their website and giving us a review there. And if you listen to us through the iTunes store, please take a couple of minutes there. Go in and give us a review. Those reviews really help the show out for us.
Big time. They help us in the rankings. They help us to bring more audience to the show. All around, it's a great thing when you can leave us a WordPress or a review of the WordPress Plugins A to Z show on iTunes. Also, remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Okay, and right here is where we usually do a self-promotion, but I'm going to remind everyone, if you listened to last week's show where I gave my big long rant, which many of you probably skipped over, go back and re-listen to it, and you can find out all the ways we're looking for people to help contribute to the show and help support the show. So that's pretty much all I've got in a self-promotion bit this week.
All right. Well, anybody listening to this show definitely has a passion for WordPress. And if you really want to express your passion and what you do in WordPress, why don't you write about WordPress? I'm now the editor for WordPress items for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about WordPress so you can get a lot of exposure to yourself, your work, all of that. Just email marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com and I'll reply back to you with some more info. It's a great opportunity to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure, and get a few $100 for the effort too. And a couple of people have been asking me, you know, how big is Smashing Magazine? If you took WP Tavern, Torque Magazine, and put them all together, those two combined are about I'd say 1/20th of the traffic that Smashing Magazine gets. It's amazingly huge, very popular throughout the world. Maybe not so much in North America just because they've kind of let their WordPress stuff go, but that's why I'm there. So go ahead and give me an email, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
And that's a great deal for you folks, especially if you like to write and earn a few extra bucks.
Absolutely.
All right. This section here, we want to thank our donors, and this is where we acknowledge anyone who came in over $50, and those of you who came in under $50, well, thank you very much. We greatly appreciate your support. This week here, no one over $50, but we would like to thank the Patreon donors who donated through Patreon. Your donation has flowed through the system. Greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. And if you would like to become a Patreon, go over to patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z, or Z.
Yes, you're starting to reform. I like that.
Yeah, well, no, I'm trying to make it clear for people because, you know, many of our supporters are in the U.S. and such, and they don't understand Zed. The Australians, they understand Zed just fine, but...
Sure.
Okay, this week here, we've got just a couple of news-related articles for you. First off, we've got one here. It's a nice article from WP Explorer, and it's 3 lesser-known image management tips in WordPress. And it's a really useful article to help you go through and clean up your images, ensure that you're using the correct images, ensure that you're pulling them from the right sources on your website. It helps increase the speed of your website. So check it out at the link in the show notes. It's a really good article.
Absolutely. Check them out.
And we've got another one here for you is how to choose a WordPress caching solution. And this is kind of an important thing. You don't always need caching, but if you do need caching, you'll want to know a little bit about how it is. Now, this one here, the article leans heavily towards their sponsor, who is a web hosting company, but the tips in it are still pretty good, even though only two of the tips are something aside from recommending the hosting sponsor. So check out the article anyway.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got one here. This is, I'm sure we have quite a few beginners at WordPress listening to the show, and this is an article on the top 10 WordPress SEO mistakes that beginners make. And it's a good step-by-step through here for a lot of the basics that are overlooked when setting up a WordPress website. Just the basics of SEO, which doing these helps improve your SEO dramatically. So check this article out here and help ensure that you've got all the basics covered before you start digging into all the expensive stuff.
Yeah, and it's worth it to figure that out beforehand. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to make some stupid mistakes.
Absolutely. So the only other piece of news I know of is that WordPress 4.8 is on the near horizon.
Yay, they still haven't fixed the media library.
You really didn't expect that to come
in. It's still 1.0 until I see that fixed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Remember, they're looking for the volunteers that want to dig into it. We just don't have the volunteers that want to dig into that one.
That's true.
But anyway, I haven't checked it out, 4.8, but I know they're in release candidate status right now, last I heard, which means they're getting close to releasing. So expect it probably this month or the beginning of next month at the latest.
Yeah, and when Matt Mullenweg said at State of the Word not to expect three releases in a year, he wasn't kidding. This is pretty much the first iteration that's come down the pike.
Yeah, this would be the first big release this year that's come down. But yeah, I suppose they probably found out it was quite the chore to keep up with three iterations per year.
Right.
You know, and to make it worthwhile to make it a new number instead of just incremental adjustments, which some of the things they did in the new versions last year were, they could have almost been classified as incremental changes.
Right, or just security updates. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we got something new to look forward to.
That we do. All right, well, I guess that's all we've got then. Must be time to jump into the meat and potatoes of the show then, eh?
All right, let's dive in.
Off we go. This week here, I have three great plugins, of course, as usual, and the first one off the top is QPP, Quick PayPal Payments. And this plugin here came about because I needed to produce a really quick PayPal payment form on a website. And I couldn't remember the last one I used for doing such a thing. And I didn't, PayPal has become so near impossible just to find a payment button in their system now that let's go something easy. Anyway, this plugin here, really great, simple payment processor forms you can create. Once you create the forms, you place them on your site somewhere via a shortcode. And it makes the job of creating and placing the forms just a piece of cake. Now, the forms themselves, it's like, this is kind of an amazing one for a free plugin. It gives you the ability to create forms that either have plain amounts, a preset amount, or you can set a sliding scale in it. You can add multiple options about information you want to collect in the form. You can go through the form, customize the form up by colorizing it, adjusting the colors, the layout, the format. Many different options are available for you to set this up. And it doesn't take very long at all. I think it took me all of like 10 minutes to get it all set up and with a really clean looking form for precisely what I needed done for a very simple payment. So it was a really great plugin. Worked just the way it was supposed to. One of those premium plugins that we just thoroughly adore. And so I had to give this a top 5 dragon rating. Check it out. Quick PayPal Payments.
Nice. All right, I've got a very cool lazy plugin that actually should be something that's part of Core itself. It is called Multiple Admin Email Addresses, and you can figure out what it does. It allows you to replace the blog admin's email with a comma-separated list of admin emails. So if you have two different admin emails that you'd like to send it to, not just your standard one, or if you have somebody else that you'd like to kind of CC in all the administrative tasks, this is it. So you just go to your WordPress dashboard menu, choose settings, general, and then set email address. and comma separate multiple email addresses, two or more, and you're all set to go. It's called multiple admin email addresses, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
You know, that can be useful when you got multiple admins, get them all on the same page when emails go out.
Yes, definitely.
Right, next up, I have a plugin I've probably covered in the past, or at least one similar to this. It's called Search and Replace. And I don't think I use this exact one because there's multiple search and replace plugins. And of course, again, I was having to do something I hadn't done in a little while, which is dig through a database and do a search and replace in the hidden reams of the database for a URL that's kept getting missed with all the other tools. And without having to go into the PHP MyAdmin and go through and do a manual query. So this was the simplest way to do it. This one here, really great plugin. You set it up, install it, and it allows you to go in and search and replace a little different than most of them. You can select all the tables or one or two of the tables you need. It'll replace a domain URL similar I can't remember the name. The other URL plugin that I always use, skip my brain. It also will do a database backup for you, import SQL files. Few other things in it. It's a really great plugin. It worked very well for doing the task I needed. It was relatively smooth, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, Search and Replace.
Very nice. I don't know if you were thinking of PrettyLink or one of those other ones, but anyway.
No, I was thinking of Velvet URLs.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's the one for changing your URLs, and that's all it does. It just changes your URL from one to another, and it doesn't always get everything because it misses some tables where URLs are often hidden.
Ah.
That's
what I just said. So I have a cool plugin. It is called External Media Without Import, and we all know that by default, adding an image to the WordPress media library requires that you import or upload the image to your WordPress site, which means that there's always a copy of the image stored at the site. There's really no use for dynamics in that. It's really hard to make a featured image a dynamic image that loads somewhere else that constantly changes. You're kind of stuck with loading the one image, either by adding it by URL or actually physically uploading it. You're stuck with that one image, and it can never change. Well, this plugin actually enables you to add an image stored on an external site to the media library by adding it via URL, but this plugin will make sure that you don't have to download it. So it's an external reference to that link.
Oh, nice.
But it can change. So if you have a client or somebody like that that has an image that changes, or they're trying to, you know, look at the latest stock tickers or whatever it happens to be, anything like that, any kind of image that you want to load from a URL and not from directly on your site, this plugin works great. Now, to me, it's perfect, but a big but there.
Okay.
It's not something you want to do with everything. Because every time you load an external image, it's actually going to slow your site down a little bit, just a little tiny bit, because you're doing that external call out. So use this with caution, but it's a fantastic plugin. It's called External Media Without Import, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be useful. But yeah, you're right. You don't want to have all your stuff coming in from an external source.
Right.
Okay, the final one I have here today is called VC Splitter Pro, and it's also got a freemium version. This is a freemium plugin. It starts at $10 a month or free if you download it from the repository, and it was sent in to us by James Catoni, and I'll be talking with him later today in an interview, and so there'll be more coming from him in a secondary show, so you'll want to listen up for that. And anyway, this plugin here, it allows you to do A/B split testing on your content easily if you're using Visual Composer. It's designed to work with Visual Composer, and it gives you 3 levels of access where you can split test A/B buttons, split test A/B headings, or split test A/B images. Now, if you skip up to the next level of it, which is the first paid version that you can get from Code Canyon. It adds in things such as text testing, tracking views, clicks and bounces, a statistical dashboard. If you jump into their full-on pro version, which you get from their website, it allows you to test all Visual Composer elements. In other words, go into everything in your Visual Composer and A/B test it. You can set it up for multi-column testing, row testing, and even mobile device testing toggles. So there's a lot to it if you jump up to the pro version. And they sell the pro version two ways, which I'm still not clear with, but I'll get that more clear with him later today. So you'll have to listen for the interview with him to get the clarification about the way they sell their pro version. It's kind of a different pricing format that I've never seen. At any rate, the plugin is really great. It seems to be very easy to use, set up. It's absolutely useless if you don't have Visual Composer on your site, as I realized when I went to test it on one of my test sites that didn't have Visual Composer. I wasn't thinking. So just so you know, you'll make sure you've got that component in your website. But if you're doing A/B testing for just about anything, this is something you'll want to check out. So check out VC Splitter Pro, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
That's cool. All right. I love it when people send us plugins. That's pretty cool.
Keep sending them in. All you developers out there that find us, listen to us, send them in to us, man, and then contact me for an interview.
Yeah. All right. The final one, we are all aware of this kind of technology. Every time you go into Facebook and you put a link in, or sometimes Twitter and put a link in, it generates kind of a little preview. And that's what this plugin does. It's called WP Link Preview. And right now, as it stands, WordPress on its own can do this when you link to other WordPress sites. However, this is for every kind of site. It adds a button to your post and page editor, which you can use to generate a link preview for a specific URL. The link preview gives off a title, a description, and an image, which results in a similar look as when you share a link on Facebook. So it kind of gives you that preview, picture, the title of the site or the link, and a little description in it as well. And that's really cool. A really cool way, by the way, to link to different stories, different articles, different things that you want to talk about. And it does it in a way that is a little bit above and beyond your typical just straight blue link that you would add to your site. Really nice plugin, worked very well out of the box. I like it a lot. It's called WP Link Preview, and it gets a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That does look like a really sweet little tool to add in there.
Yeah, that's another one that should be in core. It is kind of, with only other WordPress sites being able to use that, but this is a pretty cool thing.
I don't know why they couldn't just take the one that includes the WordPress site, modify the code, and have it do this. That's probably how somebody created this plugin.
I think so.
So, at any rate, I covered up in this episode here, I covered up the QPP, Quick PayPal Payments, which I gave a 5 to, the Search and Replace, which I gave a 4 to, and the VC Splitter Pro, which I gave a 4 to.
And I covered multiple admin email addresses, which gets a 5, External Media Without Import gets a 4 out of 5, and WP Link Preview gets a 5 out of 5.
And covering up just to, you know, who am I going to promote this week and my promotional area, we'll talk a little bit about WP Explorer. It's a really great website. I find lots of articles from them. They subscribe to their newsletter, so I get the stuff as it comes out. And they put out some really useful stuff for WordPress developers or people working in the WordPress community. Go check them out at WPExplorer.com.
And this week I'm going to talk about something brand new that our pal Bob Dunn, also known as Bob WP, is holding. It's called the Liftoff Summit, and it is being held online June 19th through 23rd, 2017. It is a free online conference. It's all about WordPress and e-commerce. So whether you're running an online store or trying to monetize your blog or your website, they'll teach you how to be successful with your site through content, social marketing, blogging, and all the tech stuff. There's over 20 speakers involved. It looks to be a great event, and it's absolutely free. So go check it out. Link in the show notes to the Liftoff Summit.
Yeah, it looks like quite the event, too. So check it out. There's 13 days till the event, June 19th to the 23rd.
Yeah, so sign up. Just get your free tickets by, I think it's just liftoffsummit.com.
And once you get those, you can go check out all the different speakers as they come up. So. And hopefully they're recording them so they'll be able to fetch them out later.
Yeah, you know, that's the new Summit game, which is you get to watch it live for free, but if you want to watch the archives, they charge you. I don't know if Bob's going to employ that model, but that's what I've seen lately is in terms of trends.
Well, that's an interesting trend. I didn't know that. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's the case with this one, but I know that there are a lot of online summits that do that.
It actually kind of makes sense. It's a great way to get more people to show up to it or earn some income off of it after it's done.
That's right.
Because people, if you get enough people showing up and talking about it, then you will get people that go, damn, I missed it. Oh, I want to go see it. Oh,
right.
It's gonna cost me. But the biggest thing, as long as they don't charge a ridiculous sum for you to watch the follow-up.
Yeah, well, some of them do, but I don't think Bob would do that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's pretty much all I've got this week. Don't forget the user reminders. Please stop in at the iTunes store. Give us a review there. It really helps the show out. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit us up with the little thumbs up button or go leave us a review there. And remember, other ways you can help the show aside from donating money, we always can use money to help pay for all the expenses that we currently have. Hey, volunteer the right, volunteer to help edit. That was one of the big things I was talking about last week is we need someone to come help me edit the notes. They go in pretty raw, and I don't often have time to go through and re-edit them. And maybe even help with the website and the improvements on it. Maybe help us stylize it a little bit differently. Any number of things we can take help on. So feel free to contact me, and I'll help get you connected up.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my newly revamped website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. So take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.